Hello, Perceptive Readers. This is James Lynch, and I'm bringing to you here in the month of March a very special Bible reading. Yes, this is going outside the normal way or format that I do these readings for you. For example, in Exodus chapter 1, verses 1 through 12, you will notice I will reference the translation that I'm using, such as the Bible in Basic English, and that's the translation I'm using now. And then I would just get right into the reading. I encourage you to actually listen to Exodus chapter 1, verses 1 through 12, that I've already did the normal type of, you know, dispensing this information to you. But this is all I'm going to say still as I read the rest of Exodus chapter 1, verses 13 through 22, is this. It referenced how the nation, Jacob's offspring, grew. Those 12 tribes grew, and how they were actually being oppressed by Egypt because they grew so large in numbers. And they even started to fear them. So they started oppressing them. When we read the rest of Exodus chapter 13, or Exodus chapter 1, verses 13 through 22, notice even the language described as to how far the people really were, how badly they really were treated. And I also want to mention to you as well, that many persons have heard about the Ten Commandments and Moses, the Israelites, the treatment, and the miracles that happened for them. They heard about them, but some of them never sat down and read these accounts themselves. So I hope you will read these accounts yourself as you listen to them. Even if you don't have a Bible, then just pay very close attention to the reading so you can actually see the whole environment, what the situation was. And remember, the true God in heaven, whose personal name is Jehovah, observed it all, and then he also related what he was going to do for his people. So you're going to see how the people felt. You're going to see what God had put in place to save them. And then you're going to also see how the oppressors felt about the whole situation. Whether they were really, you know, grasping that there was a true God in heaven that was even over their Pharaoh, who was also worshipped as a God, even though he was a human, okay? So, here it is, Exodus chapter 1, verses 13 through 22. And worked them ruthlessly. They made their lives bitter and harsh labor in brick and mortar, and with all kinds of work in the fields. In all their harsh labor, the Egyptians worked them ruthlessly. The king of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwives, whose names were Shiphrah and Purah, "When you are helping the Hebrew women during childbirth on the delivery stool, if you see that the baby is a boy, kill him. But if it is a girl, let her live." The midwives, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. They let the boys live. Then the king of Egypt summoned the midwives and asked them, "Why have you done this? Why have you let the boys live?" The midwives answered Pharaoh, "Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women. They are vigorous and give birth before the midwives arrive." So God was kind to the midwives, and the people increased and became even more numerous. And because the midwives feared God, he gave them families of their own. Then Pharaoh gave this order to all his people. Every Hebrew boy that is born, you must throw into the Nile, but let every girl live. That concludes the special reading this week or today, and I look forward to sharing chapter 2 with you in our next reading of Exodus. Have a wonderful day, perceptive readers. I hope you have benefited from this reading of the Holy Scriptures, also known as the Good Book and the Holy Bible, whose author is Jehovah God.